You're listening to SBS News.
Nadia Popovich, an aspiring medical student and ice hockey fan, showed promise before she even began medical school. Whilst attending an ice hockey match, she saved the life of a team official after spotting a suspicious mole. And for that life-saving moment, the two teams offered her a life-changing reward.
We would like to give you $10,000 toward your college tuition.
Really, $10,000 to me is like life-changing money. What a way to start off the medical school journey, really. It baffles me.
It started in October when Nadia Popovich was at an ice hockey match in the US city of Seattle. She was there supporting her team, the Krakens. But the aspiring medical student couldn't shift her eyes away from the opposition bench. She had spotted what she thought may be a cancerous mole on the back of the neck of Brian Hamilton, the assistant equipment manager for rival team, the Vancouver Canucks.
Just seeing him walk by the plexiglass multiple times, my eyes were immediately drawn to the back of his neck. It had irregular borders, different, you know, discolorations. It was pretty large in diameter.
Mr. Hamilton says Ms. Popovich alerted him by typing a message on her phone and pressing it against the plexiglass. After initial hesitation, Mr. Hamilton decided to get the mole examined.
She put her phone up to the glass, and on the phone it said, "The mole on the back of your neck is cancer." And it threw me off. So I kind of just shrugged and kept going. She extended my life. The words out of the doctor's mouth were, if I ignored that for 4 to 5 years, I wouldn't be here.
Ms. Popovich had saved his life, but at that point, she was still a stranger. The Canucks put a call out on Twitter, and with the help of the internet, they were able to track her down in less than 3 hours. And this weekend, Mr. Hamilton was finally able to meet the woman he calls his hero.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time to put that on your phone, get my attention.
I can't thank you. I mean,
And I am so happy that we were able to let you know that what you did saved a life.
Ms. Popovich had already planned to attend the game on Saturday between the Canucks and Krakens in Seattle. She was invited by Mr. Hamilton to meet both teams, who together presented her with the scholarship.
Nadia, the Kraken and the Canucks cannot thank you enough. We know you're going to make a phenomenal doctor.
There's a serious message behind Ms. Popovich's story for everyone, particularly people in sunny Australia. Health experts worry that many Australians with skin cancer are going undiagnosed. Almost 90,000 fewer skin lesions have been removed across Australia during the course of the coronavirus pandemic. Mole Map Australia is urging people to be sun smart and check their skin for lesions.
Australia has one of the highest rates of melanoma in the world. This means that one Australian dies from melanoma every 5 hours. Melanoma grows rapidly and is the most dangerous form of skin cancer. It can also be difficult to detect with an untrained eye. However, when detected early, melanoma can be effectively treated.
For details on how to check your skin for signs of skin cancer, call Cancer Council on 13 11 20 or visit www.cancer.org.au. Brooke Young, SBS News.